Hello again in this leadership experience journey. Today, a very important chapter about leadership, mind, and emotion. Learning objectives of the chapter are: recognize how mental models guide behavior and relationships, engage in independent thinking by staying mentally alert, thinking critically and being mindful rather than mindless, break out of categorized thinking patterns and opening your mind to new ideas and multiple perspectives, beginning to apply systems thinking and personal mastery to your activities and school or work, exercising emotional intelligence. We have talked a lot about this EI in the previous chapters, including being self-aware, managing emotions, motivating oneself, displaying empathy, and managing relationships. This is a very important point because it deals with the leading of the self, which is one of the components of the main leadership process along with leadership experience itself. Applying the differences, the difference between motivating others based on fear and motivating others based on love. Mental models. Theories people hold about specific systems in the world and their expected behavior. Leaders can attain the desired outcome by arranging the key elements in the systems. Mental models are also assumptions as part of a leader's mental model about events, situations, circumstances, and people. Questioning assumptions help leaders understand and shift their mental models. Okay. Changing or expanding mental models. Leader's mindset. Contextual intelligence, the ability to sense the social, political, technological, and economic context of the times. Adopting a mental model that enables an organization to respond effectively. Global mindset, manager's ability to influence individuals, organizations, and systems that represent different characteristics. But let's see together how to develop a leader's mind through independent thinking, open-mindedness, system thinking, personal mastery. Independent thinking, first option. Questioning assumptions and interpreting data and events. One key aspect of the independent thinking is mindfulness. What is mindfulness? It's the state of paying attention to new information. And we will see in our webinar, and we will study the Jon Kabat-Zinn thought about mindfulness. He is the father of mindfulness, and we will go through it. And mindfulness is a state of being, of course, pay attention with intention, and above all, without judgment. So in non-judgmental way. This is the point we will experience together in our live webinar. So readiness to create new mental categories during evolving circumstances. Intellectual stimulation, stimulating the ability of followers to identify and solve problems creatively. Open-mindedness, second option, putting aside preconceptions and suspending beliefs and options. So be open, be curious. Reflected well by beginner's mind than by expert's mind. Pike syndrome illustrates the power of the conditioning that limit thinking and behavior. Systems thinking. In systems thinking, seeing the energy of the world and learning to reinforce or change world system patterns enables leader to look for patterns of movement over time, focus on the factors that accomplish the performance of the world. And in this exhibit, you can see all the cycles of causality. But personal mastery, we will go through it deeply together, and we will experience the personal mastery of Mr. Senge. It is a discipline of mastering oneself. Qualities of this kind of option in leading of the self. Clarity of mind, committing to the truth of the current reality. Clarity of objectives, focusing on the end result. In balance. Organizing to achieve objectives, bridging the disparity between current reality and the vision of a better future. At this point, we will do some practice in how to measure this point. Emotional intelligence is the human ability to deal with all our emotions in balance. So it is the abilities to perceive, identify, understand, and successfully manage emotions in oneself and others. Remember this. Leaders should understand range of emotions people have, how emotions manifest themselves, okay, and that we have so many different emotions, which in this exhibit 5.4 are divided in positive and negative emotions. Because yes, the nature of emotions is very different. Like, for example, enjoyment, pride, love, relief, as example of positive emotions, or anger, fear, guilt, sadness, envy, disgust as negative emotions. But the magic is in understanding the meaning, the deep meaning, what is behind them. And we will see how. And the importance of emotions, of course. They are contagious. Leaders' emotional state influences the team, department, and organization. Think for a while if you meet as follower your leader that looks like sad or angry or feared. Okay, you will fear, close to empathy, more or less the same emotions. But at the same time, leaders should tune into the emotional state of others. Bring negative emotion to the surface, encourage people to explore them, to put them upside down, and use positive emotion in work. Okay? So, for example, if I feel aggressive, okay, I can use this aggressive emotion, I can use the energy of it in a positive way instead of using it in a negative way. So as soon as I see this emotion coming, I can switch to the white side of it, to the positive side of it. But we will do together. Influence performance. Leaders need a high degree of emotional intelligence to regulate their emotions, of course, otherwise they will be worked by the emotions, but we have to be leader of our emotions and motivate others, of course. And this exhibit 5.7 is very clear. These are the components of emotional intelligence of Daniel Goleman. And as you can see, there are two situations, the self and the others, two different environment, and two different level according to the behavior and according to the awareness. So, starting from the self-management in the behavior area, you have emotional self-control, trustworthiness, consciousness, adaptability, optimism, achievement-oriented, orientation and initiative. This is the self-management of my behavior as leader, as individual. Then in the level of awareness, I have self-awareness as individual. I have to to cultivate and to build and to be able to be self-aware. How? Having emotional self-awareness, accurate self-assessment, self-confidence. These are the two levels of the self. But then, as individual, inside a society, a community, I have to relate with others. So, starting from the bottom, behavior, relationship management, development of others, inspirational leadership, influence, communication, change catalyst, conflict management, bond building, teamwork and collaboration. All these characteristics are inside this relationship management environment. And at the level of awareness, I have to build my social awareness too. Through what? I will start from the last one, service orientation, organizational awareness, and empathy. I left empathy last because it is the key of all these four areas. Through empathy, we are able to feel and to be in the shoes of others. Without empathy, we cannot understand and feel and help others. So, remember empathy, and we will see together also the three levels of empathy suggested by Goleman: the cognitive empathy, the emotional empathy, and the empathic concern. This is a real journey in the journey in the empathy, and we will go through it together. Okay, empathy, remember. Because empathy can also decide and is the key between also to understand these two kinds of leadership, leading with love and leading with fear. So leading with love is a contemporary approach. Leading with fear is a traditional approach. And the aspects of these two different ways of leading you can find in this table. So the chapters then continues with the fear and the use of fear in organizations, as you can see. Fear of failure, fear of change, fear of personal loss, fear of being judged, fear of the boss. All these fears can really affect your actions as leader, but also as follower. Okay? With many drawbacks. So please, go through them carefully and decide. If you feel to lead with fear, so being fear-driven, or you can explore to lead with love-driven indicators shown in this Exhibit 5.8. So bringing love to work can really change the situations of this current phenomena we are facing. And so making love versus fear. So, but okay, we will come back to this using our emotional intelligence tools. I want to go back for a while, and to say to you goodbye. See you in next chapter, and remember, learn to be empathetic. See you soon in next chapter.